This podcast is made possible in part by Botany Bay Ecotours of Edisto Island and the Ace Basin, combining cultural history with natural history, offering Gullah tours every Thursday with Miss Sarah Burnell sharing her stories of growing up Gullah, online at botanybayecotours.com.
Hi, this is Rudy Mankin from USC for Nature Notes. David Ray from Charleston and a number of people scattered around South Carolina had been sending me photographs of a very dark moth, large dark markings on the wings and a lighter color of green, and it's pretty common. The Pandorus sphinx moth is the common name for it. Caterpillar feeds on grape and Virginia creeper, so you know, scattered all over the state of South Carolina. These things come out usually, and they form their pupa, by the way, in the ground. And then they come out and fly at dusk and continue to fly at dusk. They look like little jet airplanes, really. And these are really pretty common. There are a number of varieties here.